I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Kathy from the Kindergarten Kiosk Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now.
Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect those of others.
Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 151 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. And today we're going to be asking the big question about using technology in the classroom. Should I use it or should I not? I will tell you, early on in my teaching career, teaching high school Spanish, there was a time where I thought technology use was just great no matter what. Like, it was good for the classroom, good for my students. And so I tried to integrate technology whenever I could. And I found that there were lots of times when it was great, but then there were other times where I got done with it and I was like, did this really help? Like, is this really better? And, At that point, I realized that there's got to be, you know, times when it really helps and times when it really doesn't. And I think there are even times when maybe it can be negative as well. And so I recently put a post up on the Ditch That Textbook blog called Classroom Tech, Should I Use It? 10 Considerations. And so I wanted to share a few of those with you. And one of the big things that kind of starts this post off is, you know, we have a lot of people who will say, don't use tech for the sake of using tech. You know, you hear it in social media, you see it at teacher conferences. You know, people like to say that a lot. Don't use tech for the sake of using tech, which I totally agree with. But I think it's also useful to know what that actually looks like. And I think that when it comes down to getting this right, getting the right answer to this question is all about little micro decisions. They're micro decisions that are made over and over and over again as you plan lessons and prepare for class. So it's not even like a, do I use it or do I not, you know, for the sake of using tech. It's like, is it right for this activity? Or even better, is it right for this small part of this activity? It's all of these little micro decisions, you know? And so as we try to wrap our brains around all of this, I made a list of 10, we'll call them considerations, like 10 things to kind of walk through in your brain to see if it makes sense to use technology. These are some of the ones that have worked for me. In fact, I would love to see any additions that you might make to this list. Feel free to shoot them to me on Twitter. You know, my Twitter handle is jmattmiller. That's the letter J, Matt with two T's, Miller. Use the DitchPod hashtag too. Or if you don't do that, head on over to the Ditch That Textbook blog, and I would love to have you leave a comment on this post. And then that way other people can see your things that you would add to this list. Okay, so here are a few of them. One is, does it make us more productive? You know, I think at minimum that our classroom technology should make us more efficient and more effective, you know, giving students access, helping us to manage assignments and all of that stuff. I don't think that that even starts to scratch the surface of the transformation it can have in class, but I think that's like the bare minimum, is it should at least make us productive. Another couple questions. Does it connect us with others? You know, you think about how connected we are with text messages and phone calls and social media and video chats and all of that. And it makes me wonder how we sometimes miss that connection in our classrooms. Getting our students, if it's so easy to connect to other people, do we connect our students to other people? Even if it's just other people within our school building, but it could be as big as, you know, the world around us. Does it help us make better products? And when I say products, I mean products of learning. Like, what are students doing to demonstrate what they've learned and to work with it? And the big question here, I think, is, can it help us make something better? You know, we think about some of the traditional things that we've made in classes for so long, you know, our posters and our trifolds and our brochures and, you know, all of those things. I even think about my California educator friends that talk about the mission projects. They're all of the California missions. And so often students end up making those out of sugar cubes. And that's just like a real typical common thing they tell me. And the question is, can we make better products with those? Can we make them that are more shareable? Can we make them that are more creative, that are faster, that are better demonstrations of what students have learned? Here's another question. I really like this one. Does it help us serve others? You know, if you think about it, what students learn in school is a gift. You know, it's something that is powerful. You know, they say knowledge is power. And can we use what they've learned to serve the community, whether that be the school community, the community around us, or even the global community? You know, finding ways that students can take what they've learned to help serve others is huge. And technology can certainly help us do that too. So that's four of them. There's a total of 10 here, and hopefully we'll get some comments where, you know, other folks will throw some in as well. I'm looking at it right now and there are zero comments, but that's okay. Maybe you can be the first one. So definitely go check those out. ditchthattextbook.com/blog if you want to go see the rest of them. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.